I can start us off. I'm Mags. I'm standing just here.
Sorry, Mags. This is Mark. Mark, this is...
Mags, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Back at ya. You know, we were just talking about you.
Only good things, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Only good things.
What are you doing here? Not that I'm that thrilled to see you. Obviously, I'm just so surprised. I think the last time I heard from you, you were in Chicago or someplace outside of Chicago. You were, like, eating a famous sandwich. Where was that? I don't remember. I just remember that it wasn't that close, so I'm just a little surprised.
Sam.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Don't apologize.
And Mags is right. You don't need to apologize for being surprised or for rambling. Besides, you're cute when you ramble.
I'm glad you're back. Let me start over. Hi.
Hi.
Bye.
Mags?
Listen, I can see you guys need some alone time, so... Sam, if you need me, you know where I sit.
So... what do we do now?
We could get dinner?
Now, at 4 in the afternoon? Talk about atypical, ladies and gentlemen.
Very funny. I meant after I finish up here.
Yeah, all right. Dinner sounds nice. In the meantime, I guess I could entertain myself. Say hi to Joni.
Did she know that you were coming?
No, she didn't. Just thought I'd drop in.
She's gonna be thrilled. Come on, I can show you where her office is.
I'm sure she's busy right now. I wouldn't want to interrupt her.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just, not in a hurry, that's all. Come on, give me the grand tour.
You want a tour of the facility that you were trapped in for 5 years?
Yeah, why not?
Are you sure that you're all right?
I'm great, Sam. Come on, I want to see how you and Joni are making this place not all evil anymore.
We're doing our best.
I have no doubt. Let's just skip the basement, huh?
Sounds good.
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is Episode 6, Decisions, by Octavia Bray.
Oh, Mr. Sandoval. I didn't know you were here. Were you scheduled?
No. I like to do random spot checks. Given all the turmoil with Sydney the other week, I thought I'd check in sooner rather than later, and seems like my timing was perfect.
What do you mean?
Margaret, or Mags, informed me that you're closing down Tier 5 this weekend.
That's the hope?
I believe I could be of some assistance in that regard.
Yeah. Listen, man, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not sure I get exactly who you are or what you do. What makes you think you can just swan in here and take our patients?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you rather I didn't take a vengeful electropath off your hands?
No. No, of course not.
Do they not teach you about the Order in training anymore?
Not my training.
Every day, the AM gets further and further away from its original purpose, and now they won't even acknowledge the Order's existence to their new employees.
What would they tell us? You guys seem pretty big on the cloak and dagger.
Obfuscation is integral to our work.
How?
Atypicals must remain secret from the global community. If the rest of the population knew there was a whole subset of people that could easily overpower them if they wanted, there would be mass panic. Atypicals need to stay secret. And so do we.
And you think the AM has become too public?
I think the AM has become greedy. And that same fear we are trying to prevent in the general public has driven this organization to mistreatment and mismanagement. The fact that there was no Order member assigned to this division for years is proof of that.
What, because you all are so perfect? If the Order is just another group of people studying atypicals, You're as susceptible to corruption as the AM.
That's where you're wrong. We don't have any kind of agenda, any ulterior motive. The AM does.
Thanks again for...
dropping by unexpectedly?
For coming by to say hi. I know this place holds a lot of bad memories for you, so it means a lot that you'd come here.
I figured I'd have to come here if I was ever going to see you again. Keep some wild hours, woman. Getting you on the phone the past couple months.
I know. There's so much to do. We're starting new mentorship programs, planning to build new inpatient facilities, and... well, we're reviewing all the Tier 5 cases so that we can finally close it down for good.
Oh, right.
Sorry, is it weird for me to talk about it like that?
So casually, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. I was trapped in there for years, so nothing short of full-on Sturmandrang is going to feel like enough.
I'm sorry, I'll stop talking about it. We can just go say hi to Joan and...
No, stop. I'm not saying you can't tell me about it because it's weird. I just think it's important for both of us to be honest about the fact that it is weird.
Right. Because we're trying to be more open with each other now. No secrets.
Exactly.
Because holding things back is what led us, well, led me into dangerous territory to begin with. You're right. Thank you for telling me how you're feeling, even though I hate that I'm making you feel that way.
It's okay. Thanks for... well, thank you for caring.
Of course I care, Mark. I care about you so much, and I missed you.
I missed you too.
What was it like out there, traveling the world, being a roadie?
Honestly, it was pretty incredible. Exhausting, sweaty, and cramped, but also exhilarating and life-changing. I got a lot of excellent shots for my portfolio, and now I'm freakishly invested in the underground accordion community.
Accordion community?
I can't explain it, so don't ask.
Oh, I'm gonna ask. But I'll save all of my more probing questions for dinner. I mean, if you still want to get dinner, I don't want to assume.
Of course I still want to get dinner. I want to hear all about how you've been.
And I want to hear more about your trip. The places you saw, the things you've learned about yourself. I bet you have so much to talk about.
Yeah, totally. Wait, I thought this was an office block. What's with the ICU sign?
We actually converted one of the office suites a few months back. We've got a bit of a special case, and I wanted you to see, actually, because...
Whoa, what the hell? Who's this guy? Why is he strapped down?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I should have warned you.
So this guy's a special case, like I was a special
case?
No,
God, Mark, of course not. He's a power kinetic. His ability is unstable. So unstable that every time he wakes up, he bursts into flames. That's why he's sedated.
Oh. Well, that's not good, obviously. But is he sedated all the time?
Yes. Because every time Alex flares up, he burns himself. Unlike a healthy power kinetic, his ability causes him immense physical and psychological pain.
Now the sedation is sounding more compelling.
We're working on something that might help him. This is one of the things that we're trying to do better, and, well, we think we might have a solution.
Not keeping anything back, remember?
It's a serum that will subdue his ability, hopefully. To be honest, no one is really sure if it'll work or not, even once they do make a sample.
Wow, that's...
I know. It's a lot. But at least it'll allow him to wake up and start living his life. The AM is doing that for him, Mark. We're the only people who even have a chance of helping him, and we're doing it.
This is why you wanted me to see him?
Yes. To prove that the AM isn't hurting people anymore. We're becoming the AM that atypicals need.
Would Sam Barnes please report to my office? There are file folders everywhere.
Whoops, I might have gone on a filing binge earlier today. Wanna come with? Surprise Joan?
I'll be by in a bit. I just... is it weird to say I kinda wanna wander around, you know, face the beast and all that?
No, that's not weird at all. I get it. Want me to tell Joan you're here, or are you gonna wait to just waltz into her office and totally freak her out?
Oh, totally freak her out for sure.
Sounds good. I'll see you at dinner.
I'll see you at dinner.
Any more subjects to review?
You mean patients?
Yes. Yes, sorry, I do mean patients.
Our initial review turned up several cases of people who were either misdiagnosed...
Like the psychic they thought was a time traveler?
Yes, either like that. Or atypicals who have gained sufficient control after being held in the AM that can be safely released.
Wonderful.
You seem happy about this?
Aren't you? We're clearing out Tier 5. Reintroducing people to society and normal, productive lives. What's not to be happy about?
What's normal after you've been held without due process for years at a time?
Joan...
I'm not trying to guilt you, Owen. I'm just asking the question. The AM kept people from their families, from the entire outside world.
You're doing a terrible job at not guilting me.
What I'm saying is that the AM created the problem with Tier 5. It made assumptions about people who were merely presumed dangerous. You can't pat yourself on the back for solving a problem of your own making.
You know, Joan, you do work here now, remember? It's not just you anymore. It's us.
Yes, I'm a part of the us that's fixing the problem. But is it enough? What responsibility does the AM have to the lives it's ruined?
I can never win with you, can I?
Not every conversation is a fight, Owen. I just don't want us to get so caught up with patting ourselves on the back that we forget we locked up people who never should have been locked up in the first place.
You rang?
Yes. We're about ready to pull the trigger on some of these patients. Bad choice of words.
You mean we can release them?
Not all of them. Oliver, Mona, and Javier can all be let go. I did extended sessions with them this week, and they all seem mentally sound. Well, at least as mentally sound as someone can be after years of imprisonment.
And you're sure about that? Even Sydney had his moments of remorse during his time here.
I'm as certain as I can be. I think it's important we check up on them all, but even if they had violent tendencies, their abilities aren't as potent as Sydney's.
Sam, were there any red flags when you traveled back?
I thought we agreed you wouldn't try and evaluate patients based on their past actions.
People lie, Joan. The past doesn't. Not when you're looking at it from the outside.
So, was there anything?
Not for those three. I've only been able to see their time here, nothing before, but none of them seem dangerous.
As I said, their psych evals told us that.
Then it's decided. They get released today.
Good. And the others, the ones that aren't so clear-cut...
I haven't had a chance to evaluate all of them yet, but there is one that I think is equally as clear-cut. Taylor Griffiths.
Which one?
The telekinetic whose specialty is the human body. Namely, turning human bodies inside out, if I remember correctly.
Oh. Right. Her file was particularly gruesome.
It's some seriously dark stuff.
Yeah.
Taylor, she hurts people just for fun.
It's not just fun, it seems. Curiosity. She was a PhD student in the anatomy and physiology field before the AM discovered that she also had a night job as a serial killer. She can't be released.
No, she can't, but that doesn't mean we can't help her.
How? She's a murderous sociopath who would take apart her own grandmother to see how she works. Owen, if you say I told you so, so help me.
I just want to point out that this is the entire reason Tier 5 exists in the first place. Of course we couldn't put Taylor in a regular prison.
So instead you put her in a special prison along with a bunch of people who never deserved any prison? Great work, Agent Green. Way to problem solve.
All I'm saying is that nothing is ever fully black and white.
False imprisonment is a pretty black and white issue.
Sam, you're being reductive and...
Paging Owen Green.
I'm here, Mags. What's up?
Lee Sandoval would like to speak with you.
Mr. Sandoval's here? Was he scheduled to be? Did I forget something?
Yes, no, and no. He got here earlier today but wanted to take a look around. He says he's been thinking through a problem and needs to check the answer with you. Can I send him in?
Go ahead.
Sam, why don't you take these files to Mags and get our three patients started on their release paperwork?
Does that work for you, Mags?
I'm just helping Dr. Sharp with something, but leave the files on my desk and I'll get to them.
Sounds good. Lee?
Good to see you, Samantha. Are you not staying?
Gotta get some of our Tier 5s out of here.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
See you later.
Mr. Sandoval, what an unexpected pleasure.
How can we help you today?
You can't help me, but I believe I can help you. You're clearing out your Tier 5 atypicals, yes?
Yes, it's proving to be rather an intense process. We have some earmarked for release, but there's one that, well, they would endanger public safety.
Hmm. Release this atypical into the Order's custody.
What? What about Sydney?
What about him? Sydney is being taken care of. Every day he gains stability, he centers himself, he gains control of his ability, rather than letting his ability control him.
Why would you take another dangerous atypical off our hands?
Could this be a permanent arrangement? Any atypicals we find that we might think are a danger to themselves or others, we could just...
pass on to us. Let us handle the wolves while you get to stay here playing with puppies.
Our patients are not animals, Mr. Sandoval.
Apologies. I was just trying to illustrate a point. No, Director Green, you cannot simply pass the buck of challenging cases to us. The Order's process for rehabilitating dangerous atypicals is rigorous, thorough, and time-consuming. Even if we could accommodate all of the AM's Tier 5s, I wouldn't take them.
Why not? If your process is so thorough...
This is a mess the AM made, and so it falls on the AM to correct it. The Order does not have the robust resources nor the personnel to accomplish what the AM can.
And yet you insist on micromanaging us.
Because we are responsible for the AM's existence. Tier 5 is your mess, but you are our mess. This division was without Order oversight for far too long.
And whose fault was that?
Owen. Lee is trying to do us a favor. Please let him.
I'm not here to do anyone any favors. I'm here to help some of the people that the AM has hurt.
Understood. And I'm very grateful, Mr. Sandoval. We have to take responsibility for the lives we've ruined. I have to take responsibility for the lives I've ruined.
Yes. Now, I'll take this Taylor Griffiths. Beyond that, you're on your own.
Who are you and why are you lurking outside of my med bay?
Hi. I'm Mark, Joan's brother.
He just showed up a couple hours ago.
Mags, right? What's up?
A major medical breakthrough, that's what's up.
I thank you not to discuss my proprietary medical advancements with strangers.
He's not a stranger, he's Dr. Bright's brother.
Well, he's a stranger to me.
Is anyone going to tell me about this major medical breakthrough, or should I just head home?
Now, come on. You know you want to brag about it.
Fine. Has your sister already familiarized you with the man in there?
Yeah, the one who barbecues himself whenever he's awake.
The very same. Well, earlier today I completed the serum that will subdue his powers and keep him from flaring up and killing himself and all of us. At least, I think I did.
You think?
I'm pretty sure. It just hasn't been tested.
Well, why not?
Exhibits A, B, and C. The patient...
Look at him and remember that he's completely sedated. If he's asleep, he can't consent to taking experimental drugs. If he wakes up, he sets himself on fire and can't consent to taking experimental drugs. If I use the serum on him and we don't get the intended reaction, there are a million things that could go wrong, most of which probably result in his combustion.
So it's a real lose-lose situation.
Without his consent, we enter a field of medical ethics that I'm not comfortable frolicking in.
What if you had a willing test subject?
I don't know anyone who would willingly give up their abilities for no reason.
Well, it's not forever, right? And helping to save a guy's life isn't no reason.
Wait a minute. You're volunteering?
Yeah, I am. I'll take the serum.
The AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, and Caitlin Schneiderhan. This episode was written by Octavia Bray. In it, you heard the voices of Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Lauren Shippen as Sam, Bryce Charles as Mags, Dion Earl as Jackson, Diana Inosanto as Dr. Sharp, Felipe Figueroa as Lee Sandoval, and Andrew Noack as Mark. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.